Dane Arts Mural Arts in Madison. They're asking for $6,000, and Brittany is the first reviewer.
So the my apologies, I'm having a little bit of computer problem, but the Dane Arts Mural, the Dane Arts Mural Arts organization out of Dane is planning to collaborate with Mount Forward High School. They've been having a problem with some issues with the mental wellness of their students. I think it's not just isolated to that one high school. But the art teacher actually approached them in the building of this process. And sorry, it just kicked me out again. I found the application thinking through the mural process, working with the students, the iterative design, how much time they put into each part of the mural interaction was very rewarding. It's a correct way of using a mural that's going to have personal history with each person who's inside of the school to make it last longer and not become part of the furniture as it was thought of before. Let me just pull up my notes. It was interesting, and I know that this is the first year that this is happening, and I don't know if this was addressed in their operating budget that they sent along. They used the most recently completed year is 2017, but their fiscal year does end start in January 1st. So I wondered if it was just a lack of oversight, or maybe they wrote this a while back and just didn't refresh that information.
So can you clarify, are you saying that the support material that they submitted was a 990 of 2017, or that they're giving you figures in section?
In the budget section, they gave information starting 2017. So they said the most recently completed fiscal year was 2017.
Oh, okay.
The current fiscal year was 2018. They did the same thing, so with the most recently completed budget was 2017, 2018, 2019. I just think it's oversight. I think it's just not necessarily thinking through a little bit clearer, and I wonder if it was written a while back and they just didn't refresh that information. But I bring that up because I think it's something to remember. But I do think that looking at the staff and the size, it's pretty amazing what they're starting to accomplish.
And we do require the last, current, and next be accurate. So that's a good thing to know for if this panel recommends this applicant for a grant, we will make sure to get those financials updated in their record before that grant is given. Just for our record.
So when would their 990 be due? Maybe their 990 wasn't completed yet at the time of submitting the grant.
I don't think
is it 6 months after the end of your fiscal
year? They didn't give 990s, though.
Right.
They're not requested to give 990s. They're just requested to give budgets. They gave what looks like to be QuickBooks spit-outs. That's a word, I'm sorry, but so they have the profit and loss for January through December 2018 as the current information. So, I mean, it's and it would have been written by February. Like it's just. I have a feeling that they wrote it at the very tail end of last. Trying to think through as a grant writer how and why that would have happened. But to a positive note, I was really taken by looking at the experience of the whole entire staff. I think the careful design of this is a very compelling item, and I think this is a use of artistic intervention for healing in a very strong way.
Great. Tony, do you have some comments?
Yeah, I agree. I just thought this was a great project. I like that it addresses mental wellness issues and also how to access resources. So that's a nice positive extra bonus point. And the staff is extremely professional and experienced, and they have proven successful previous projects. So I would say that makes it a very strong application.
Great. Comments from others?
I really agree. I thought it was a super strong application, and I thought, you know, the video just blew me away. Not only the power of the finished product itself, but as you looked at the community members who were sitting down with the kids in the art room working on it together, and also the fact that it was initiated by the kids to the art teacher, and then this is now something that grew out of that from the kids to the whole community. So it feels like it's dynamic and it's moving. One of the things I loved about the finished product was the messages that the kids wrote on it. So I have a feeling that this isn't going to be a mural that gets lost in the high school, but that, you know, over the next many years, kids are going to stop and read those messages and reflect on them. It just felt, it's like it's really clearly thought out. And the fact that there are 12 engagement events, that struck me as really great. So it's not just a let's have a ribbon cutting and it's done. And it's being done over the entire semester, so it just feels like a gift that's going to keep on giving.
In their support documents, they did include a nice letter from Mount Horeb High School, but also in their narrative, they stated that they have not yet secured MOUs with the schools that they will be working with, so we just got to make sure that that happens as they solidify, you know, the scope of work.
Kamala, did you have something?
So I just have a suggestion for a recommendation. I think this is a solid project. I think they're working with health professionals. This is a sensitive, you know, a very delicate topic. I think working issues of, you know, mental health in youth. So they're working. They have a good team of artists and health professionals, teachers and everything. One thing I did not see in this grant is the possibility of including the input from an art therapist. So I don't know if we could suggest, you know, just having some consulting with an art therapist just to envision how to execute the project. Other than that, I think it's the thought of everything else.